أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We continue where we have reached last time about the inspiration or the experiences that the guide or the master or the sheikh will send to you through your seclusion. And how much in the seclusion you can understand things more when you are out in real life. Because when you are out, it is the dunya life. So we say it's a real life, but in reality is the life that has no reality, that it is going to an end. Every day passes means one day of the life of this world is gone. We are one day left. Every hour goes, we are 1 hour less. Every minute or every second goes, we are 1 minute or 1 second less. Every breath that we are breathing in and out is less from your days that you are going to live on earth. So in seclusion, it will be different because it will inspire you, and through the guidance of your teacher who is always looking at observing you in your seclusion, he is trying to keep you on the track like a train, a railway train that always has to be on the track, cannot be out of the track. If it's out of the track, the whole train with all its passengers will fall down. So it will keep you on the track in order to reach, to show you the reality of the eternal life. That's why the whole goal of the seclusion. And as we described previously in all these series of lectures since beginning of Ramadan till today, including what we have discussed in our travels about the satanic power and evil power, Iblis power, all these powers of Iblis that trying to run after human being will drop when you are expressing humbleness. He has no power on you, he has no control on you when you are expressing and showing real humbleness, the real taste of humbleness, not saying it by mouth. To say it by mouth is so easy. Humbleness is not by mouth, is by action. And this action doesn't come until the heart boiling from love of Allah, ashq, infatuation of that divine love that makes you the lid of your heart to shake in order to bring that humbleness out, because as much as you are in the stage of or state of infatuation to that divine presence, as much as you feel that you are nothing, you are you are nothing, no presence to you or no existence. The existence is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the whole creation that Allah created, the only one that exists in that creation that Allah created and is responsible for the whole creation is Muhammad Rasulullah. So who are you to compare yourself to anyone else? Always you have to see yourself inferior to everyone else. That's how you can begin to train your ego to accept humbleness and accept to humiliate yourself by making yourself feeling inferior. Might be Allah makes you superior. It's Allah's. From Allah, that's okay. But from yourself, from your ego, you have to show that you are nothing. Oh, my ego, you are nothing. You don't deserve that. As Allah said to Abu Yazid al-Bastami when he was running after asking Allah, Ya Rabbi, open for me to see you, to open for me your door. And Allah said, Ya Abu Yazid, what you did for me? He said, Oh Allah, I'm worshipping, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm following the Sunnah of Prophet, I'm following your awliya. He said, okay, but this is for you. What is for me? He said, Ya Rabbi, teach me. He didn't say, Oh Allah, I know. People, you can ask them something. He say, I know it. Don't mention it to me. I know already. In our day life, that is an example. If that happened in day life, what do you think when it happened in the presence of Allah? You think yourself, you know everything. You are higher than everyone. This is how we feel. So in seclusion, they teach you not to feel that. They show you humbleness. So Sayyidina Abu Yazid said, Ya Rabbi, what do you want me to do? He said, be dump for my people, for my servants, where they throw their garbage on you. That's bravado. To feel yourself, you are lower and lower and lower and lower, until you disappear. So Awliya Allah understand the meaning of the dump in a way that means no existence. Because dump is what? Is where a place that you can see these dump garbage that is thrown there. That? But after a while, what happened to them? They disintegrate. Yinhallu. They dissolve slowly.
So decompose.
Decompose and finish. There is nothing there. So they realize that's nothing. But Iblis, no, on the contrary. Because Iblis is carrying Awliya Allah, they carry the burden of people. They take that, these bad characteristics, which is described as to be dumped out from people. Because every one of us is carrying these characteristics. We are accepting by mistake, by not knowing. We are accepting our bodies to carry these bad characteristics, like our body becomes a dump to carry these bad characteristics and build it up, build it up, build it up, build it up. We don't let it to go. We're keeping it. Awliya Allah, they understand in a different way. To be dumped, to take away from people these bad characteristics and to carry it and dissolve it. People, they don't dissolve it. Normal people, they carry it and keep it. It's their possession. They want it because they feel this is the ornament that they can carry from dunya. This is the decoration. This is the beautiful way of life. There are awliya like Bahlul. He was all his life eating and drinking milk and bread. He said, if Allah asked me in Judgment Day what you did, Ya Rabbi, I ate milk and bread, nothing else. I have a goat, I milk, I drink, and I have some barley, raising them and make them bread and eat. What to ask? Finish. There are people, their lives is only running after their desires. The desire of the mouth and the desire of pleasure. Two desires. We are in between two desires. Desire of eating and feeling that taste of food. That's why our eyes are hungry always. We want more. There are people, they eat and vomit, eat and vomit, eat and vomit. What you call them?
Molemic.
Huh? Molemic? Yeah, molemic. You know them? They eat because they love to eat. It's their pleasure. And then their normal sex pleasure. And that's why Prophet ﷺ said, who can guarantee for me what is between his jaws and what is between his legs, I guarantee for him paradise. That's the whole problem. So when we are dumping on ourselves these bad characteristics of Iblis, we are very happy. We don't want it to let go. Awliya Allah, they let you to go seclusion to take it away and make it completely what? Disintegrate. And that's why Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, he said when he was ordered for seclusion, one of his seclusion, usually he was on the higher floor, it's a house from wood where he was doing. And his wife was serving him downstairs. Will she make for him the tea and the food? So, and then when he wants the time for food and tea to come, she cannot bring the food until he hit on the floor for her. That now the time is coming, bring the food. So many months passes, and one day suddenly she was not hearing this stick hitting on the, not knocking is on the door,
tapping
on the floor for under the for the first level to hear. And she did not hear anything that day. She kept quiet. Second day, she did not hear. She has no right to open the door and go in to give food or check. Second day, no. Third day, no. She was worried. She went to Sheikh Sharafuddin, may Allah bless his soul, who was his uncle in the same time. And she said, Ya Sheikh Sharafuddin, now, for many days, Sheikh Abdullah Dahtani, Allah bless his soul, is not knocking for me, tapping for food or tea or water. He said, leave him alone. Don't worry, he will come back. He will call you back. 27 days. In these 7 days, and Grand Sheikh is saying that story, That's how you see experiences in seclusion, and you understand them. Because in his heart, when Sheikh Sharafuddin used to speak about Shah al-Naqshband and about his manaqib,
stations,
about his stories and stations and levels and so on, some of his love shifted there because of the high station that he was speaking about. The love for his sheikh dropped a little bit. You see, it's a scale. In the scale, the barometer has to go all the way up until hit the roof. Like these rollers, what's called that? Roller coaster, they go up these wind, well, some of them they go up. They reach 100 feet and then come down quickly, isn't it? So if they don't reach up to the level, they don't come down with the full power. They go halfway or come slowly. So the love begin to shift. This is very important to us. So in order that to learn the importance of his sheikh, Shah Naqshband with spiritual form, because awliya Allah, they can move freely even beyond time, past, present, future, same. In Sheikh Maulana Sheikh Abdullah Al-Fayyad Dastani's seclusion, he came to where he was doing the seclusion, and from that whole big huge window and everything open, and he said, "Ya Abdullah, come with me." One time Grand Sheikh showed me Sayyidina Shah Naqshband, how he looks. So he took him and went for 7 days and 7 nights. That's why he was not responding to his wife for food and tea. Because he was not there. He's gone. His spirit is gone out from the body. The body is there. Awliya Allah, they have that power. Today, many people in the Western, they say they go out of their bodies. This imitation, this kind of imitation to show that there is something real there. Everything, like plastic fruit, telling you this plastic fruit, but the real fruit is there. There are people who speak about leaving their bodies. This is their imitation. To tell you the real one that is there, is existing. Go find it. Allah gives signs like that. So he took him 7 days and 7 nights. Wherever his eyes was reaching in the horizon, his feet was there. With that speed. Until they reach a place where they look in the horizon, you know, 7 days and 7 nights, they are moving in the speed of the vision, the blinking of the eye in a moment. Wherever in the horizon it reach, means with the speed of light, they were moving with that huge distance in every second, because speed of light is how much? 300,000 kilometers, less little bit. Per second, 200,000 miles per second, speed of light, they were moving. Count in 7 days, 24 hours, multiply by 60, multiply by 60, multiply by 200,000 miles. How much is it? 24 by 60 by 63, 3600 multiply by 24, might it's going to be around 800,000 nearly, more than 100,000, because multiply by 20, 36,000, 3,600, 7,000, around 72, around 80,000. 80,000 multiply by 200,000 miles, it become 1.6 million miles, at least. Correct? You multiply it. It's like reaching that. Where is that in the universe? The moon is 300,000 kilometers. So where the where he took him? How much?
5 billion.
5 billion. You make mistake of many zeros. Where? The sun is 80 million miles. Where they went? Showing him. Reaching a place, and he said, look in the horizon. As much as you can, far you can go. Was looking, and he saw someone like a form, some far away. You cannot distinguish what is that. He said, you know who's that? He said, no, you know better. The other Buddha, the sheikh, although he knows, he said, no, you know better. Don't say in front of the sheikh, I know. That's disrespect. You know better in spiritual issue. In normal life, if he asks you, answer. Don't say, you know better. He doesn't know plumbing. How to put pipes together. He is not carpenter, electrician. He asks you something, say yes. But when spirituality, there is a limit, so you know better. And he said, okay, let us wait here and see who's approaching. And as he's approaching, he said, now you can see? He said, yes. He said, who is that? He said, you know better. He didn't jump to give the answer. Today, we jump immediately to give answers. As approaching, he said, this is Sheikh Sharaf al-Din, your sheikh. He knows his sheikh. Adab with him, that quality. And he said, who is that huge animal with him? Huge animal. He never saw like that animal. He said, you know better, Ya Sayyidi. Although he knew what he was. He said, this is Iblis. Allah gave that authority to Sheikh Sharaf al-Din to hold Iblis with a bridle, like a horse, and controlling his movement, and every 24 hours, whatever sins Ibadullah, Allah's servant, are doing, he's dumping it on Iblis. That is Awliyaullah, one characteristic that been given to one wali. One of the specialties. Every wali carry hundreds of thousands of specialties and characteristics. He gave him to carry, he is showing him one. He said, no one reach from Awliya that level that your sheikh has. Dumping the sins of the whole Ummah on Iblis and bringing them clean to the presence of Prophet ﷺ every day. So these bad characteristics, satanic bad characteristics, are the peacockness characteristics that we described yesterday of Iblis. that has been, he was being molded with it. That's why Allah cursed him. Although, as we said previously, that Iblis says, how I am going to make sajda to Adam? I cannot make shirk. Sajda is to you, Ya Allah. It's only to you. I cannot do anyone any sajda to anyone else. Look, Iblis, how he was at the beginning. He didn't want to make sajda. Not because Adam was better or not, because he was not able to accept it. Then his bad characteristics overtook that good intention and changed, flip it. I am better than him. Why you are better than him? I am from fire. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينِ. You created me from fire. You created him from what?
Clay.
Oh, Allah. Created from what? From? Fire. What's fire? That fire, sir. What's fire? You know what's fire? Fire. You know fire? Allah created him from fire. That fire that can eat everything except water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have made from water everything live. So fire cannot eat water, but can eat anything. Means fountain of youth. حَقُّ الْحَيَاةٌ وَحَيَاةٌ أَبَدِي. That the reality of the water is the reality of the fountain of knowledge. That Allah made everything from water be living. That's why our body is 97% water. So nothing can destroy that water. Water destroy fire. That's why if you carry a watery style life, means if you are being dipped in the ocean of water, means in the ocean of beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those oceans of mercy, Buhur al-Rahma, what we say in Arabic. Buhur is oceans, water of mercy, the watery mercy. Mercy comes out from all this kind of the real water, not with what we are drinking today. This is the dunya water. The real water, that is secret behind this real water, is H2O. It's that water is made of hydrogen and oxygen. It's two gases. They are gas, like fire. Fire is what? It's a gas. So everything goes back to its gaseous state. So Iblis is made out of fire because immediately he came back to his nonsense, to his bad characteristics, saying, oh, I'm made from fire. Hey, what is fire? Fire is something that coming from dumpsters. You don't go on the highways and you see these dumpsters and they are dumping the garbage there. And what they happen after that? What happened? Gas comes out. And that gas burn. So these dumpsters, the garbage ones, becoming fire. So he was created from these dumpsters. From the dumpsters of the bad characteristics of the evil life of a human being. He been created from all human beings' bad characteristics, being dressed with it, he become fire. Angels are not fire, only him fire, from fire. Angels are heavenly angelic power. Allah created them. Allah knows best. The only one that mentioned he was created from fire is Iblis. So that reality of Iblis is the reality of a dumpster that becoming a fiery gas that burn everything. And that's what we said, explaining that dumpsters, they put over each other, they dump, and under they have pipes. And you see a big pipe coming out, and you see a fire burning from that gas that coming. So means all these bad characteristics that Iblis is carrying is peeing them in the earth, becoming oil. That's where fuel comes out from. All his people, all his abalisa with him, are urine. Their urine is that oil that is coming, and because of that oil, all kind of problems comes on earth. And most of these oils come from these countries in the Middle East that there are tyrants. Their characteristic is tyranny. They are tyrants. That's one of the secrets that Maulana is giving. And that's why he is showing to Grand Sheikh, saying, this is your Sheikh, look what he is doing. He's dumping everything on Iblis because he is a dumpster and he is from fire. Allah created him from that fire. That is means the bad characteristics. Someone has to carry that bad characteristic, they dump it on Iblis. And Iblis, oh, I'm better because I'm dumpster. I'm fire. He's dirt. I'm better than him. But Allah described fire in Holy Quran in a different way. In Surah Yasin, at the end, Shajar Yanara.
أولم يروا أن الله جعلكم من شجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون.
You have to remember quickly, sometimes it doesn't come. So Allah made, in Surah Yasin, He said, I made from the green tree fire that you can burn. He didn't say from the oil. He said, I'm made for you from the green tree. And he described it from, الشجر أخضر نار. Means the green tree, the life. I make from you from the real life of eternity, of eternal life. Fire that you can take warm with it. Means that eternal life of that knowledge. Shajar al-Akhdar, like the pine tree, always is green. Means when you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surrender, you are always green. You never change, never become yellow or never become die, always green standing. So this green tree means the symbol of the guide. These guides are the green tree. So they guide you to Allah's love, which is that fire of infatuation, what Sayyidina Musa saw. قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي أَنَسْتُ نَارًا
قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي أَنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ أَوْ آتِيكُم بِشِهَابٍ قَبَسٍ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَصْطَلُونَ
He said, I أَنَسْتُ نَارًا I felt a flame, a fire. Anasa means in Arabic
sensed,
is becoming familiar, intimate, an intimate fire, not any kind of fire. Anas tunara,
it built an intimacy between you, between me and this fire. Lahab. Let me go and get something out of it and use, or a piece of it that you will warm yourself. So this comes from Shajar al-Akhdar, from the green tree, not from dumpster's fire, not come from oil. It says Shajar al-Akhdar means from living. Shajar al-Akhdar means tree, green trees, means they are living. Not dead. Dumpsters, everything there is dead. Oil underground is dead. But Shajar al-Akhdar is standing, green tree means a green guide, means a guidance. From guidance I get you the real warmth, the real fire. So all this that comes from humbleness, to reach to real guidance. And that's what you can understand in seclusion. They teach you that real humbleness. They don't teach you to be arrogant. They want to throw all your bad characteristics, dump it on Iblis. And that's why Iblis is that big, huge dumpster that always he is on flame. That's why he say, I'm better, I'm flame, I'm fire. But what kind of fire? You are the worst of fire. That's why in these countries which are tyrant today by the equator, all but these countries by the equator, most of these countries you have all kinds of disasters there. Because they are the headquarters of these abalisa. All these tornadoes and all these cyclones, or this, what you call
hurricane.
Them? Hurricane come from that side, from that part of the world. Look, it's all near the equator. Up a little bit, up or a little bit down. And where is the majority of this oil or majority of problems? Why? This oil is all this urine of Iblis and his group. And people are happy taking that oil, that urine. Oops. Nice. Making clothes now out of it. Making all polyester. Making everything, plumbing out of it, making wood out of it, making pills out of it, making medicine out of it. Everyone is drinking today urine of Iblis. All these bad characteristics is coming out from that. That's why human beings today are not anymore peaceful, are not anymore happy. Even you have everything in your life, you are not happy. Because you are being... Dressing means being, you are taking over your body, all these bad characteristics without knowing, because it's coming all now from oil. Everything comes from oil. Energy, all kind of these huge TV stations electric plant stations, everything is coming from fuel. They are run by fuel. Even some of them, they are running by atomic reactions or whatever they call it, but still at the beginning it has fuel inside. So everything you are seeing today is finished. It was not before like that. People were using wood, green, or coal, mining for coal. May Allah will continue tomorrow or today in the later time. May Allah forgive us and teach us humbleness. That this how they guide you in seclusion to understand this kind of secret that they throw to your heart in order to understand what is the reality of everything. And this is, we can expand on it too much, that shows us that we are helpless and we cannot do anything, because now we are being drunk with this. The whole world is drunk with this oil today.
everything. Even you want to go anywhere, you have to use that oil. That it is to angels is the worst, and to human is the best, because it's coming from Iblis. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best wisdom of what is happening. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ